Today we're going to visit with Deputy Director Scott Peterson and give a brief recap of the 2021 legislative session. I'm Mike Anderson with the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. Scott, first of all, give our viewers what the Game and Fish Department's role is during the legislative session.
So typically, Mike, what we do is after we've received and we know all the bills that have been introduced, we filter those bills out and we screen them for bills that may have a direct or indirect impact on how the department does business and probably more importantly, how it affects our customer base. And we track those bills. And then we further filter those out to bills that we either track. Some bills we will choose to simply just monitor, but some bills we will provide input on or testimony either in support or in opposition to.
Okay, let's move on to some of the bills that we dealt with this session. The most popular bill is the electronic posting, Senate Bill 2036. Explain that.
So yeah, that's basically what 2036 does. It extends that electronic land access database interim study that actually started last session. It extends that into the 2021-2022 interim period. And the other thing that this latest bill does, it extends that study to all 53 counties, whereas prior to this it was limited to three counties in the state.
Okay, and electronic posting, basically landowners can go in and...
It allows a landowner to enter an electronic database instead of having to pound a signpost and put up a sign. They can choose to do this instead.
Okay, let's move on to House Bill 1113, Scott.
House Bill 1113 requires a written permission from a landowner before you place bait and or camera or video equipment. And that permission has to either come from the property owner or somebody authorized by the property owner.
Scott, a bill that was kind of a result from COVID, House Bill 1242, the Apprentice Bill. Explain that.
So House Bill 1242 was a result of the COVID-19 situation that we found ourselves in. And so what it allows an individual to do, those individuals who are issued an apprentice hunting license in 2021, it allows them to get another one. Prior to that, you were limited to one in your lifetime.
Okay, and for people that don't know what the apprentice license is.
Apprentice license was created a couple of sessions ago, but what it does is it allows an individual who may be interested in hunting to actually participate in that 1 year without having to take the hunter education course. And again, it allows people to know or at least to work their way through that and find out whether or not that's really for them or not. And so they can do that one time prior to this session with that apprentice license. And this extends that to allow them to do it one more time.
Why was the apprentice bill extended essentially?
Well, again, it's directly related to COVID, and because of COVID, we couldn't have large gatherings, and so there were a lot of students who couldn't attend an in-person hunter education training course because we were limited to the number of people that could attend those trainings. And so while we did, you know, provide some options, it did prevent a lot of people from attending a course, and so this was a way to compensate for that, to mitigate that.
Perfect. Let's move on to House Bill 1218.
House Bill 1218 allows non-residents who have land enrolled into our private land open to sportsmen's program to hunt that land during the first 7 days of the pheasant season, because prior to this, they've always had the ability to hunt it if it were private land, but state law prohibits non-residents from hunting wildlife management areas or plots land for that first 7 days of the pheasant season. And so now for those non-resident landowners who have land enrolled in the plots program, they'll at least be able to hunt that land during those 7 days.
Scott, a lot of bills were introduced and passed. A lot of bills were introduced and failed. One of the more popular bills that got a lot of attention failed to pass was the fluorescent pink.
Right, and so the bill as it was introduced, and I believe it was Senate Bill 2143, would have allowed individuals to wear fluorescent pink camo for hunting, deer hunting, big game hunting, instead of the fluorescent orange. And our position on that going in was, number one, we didn't take an active position either in support of or in opposition to. But our position on it was one of safety, and we said right from the start that if somebody could demonstrate or prove that fluorescent pink was as visible to the human eye as fluorescent orange, then we really didn't have a legitimate reason to oppose it.
Okay. Obviously, we can't talk about all the bills that passed and failed, but if you want a complete list of game and fish related bills, you can go to our website at gf.nd.gov.
Absolutely, Mike, and our staff do an outstanding job of tracking those. They're almost in real time. When something's voted on in conference committee or hearings are held, votes are taken when it was signed by the governor, it's all up to date. So yeah, it's a very good, easy, quick reference to, you know, for people to find out where we're at and what happened with all those bills.
Overall, this session was pretty quiet compared to previous sessions, but how did Game and Fish fare this round?
I guess I would agree with you 100%, Mike. It seemed a little quieter, a little more of a mild session. And I would say, from the outside looking in to our customers or our constituents, however you want to refer to those folks, I think we fared very well. And I say that because I don't think that our customers will notice a big change in the way we're delivering our services to them. And for us, that's a win.
A lot of great information, Scott. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike.